Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, it's me, Marc Blunden. You're listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Here's what's happening today, Wednesday the 18th of November. First to Washington, where Republican senators clashed with the chief executives of Facebook and Twitter for what they called censorship of President Trump and his allies during the US election, while Democrats complained about the spread of misinformation on social media. Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook defended their content moderation practices at a congressional hearing on Tuesday after the platforms decided to block stories that made claims about Hunter Biden, son of then Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. This was the second time the social network founders had been cross-examined in 3 weeks. Republican members of the Judiciary Committee asked whether the tech firm should be taking such action at all, having repeatedly accused the firms of anti-conservative bias. While Democrats then questioned whether steps taken to flag that President Trump's claims of election fraud were disputed had gone far enough. More on the fallout from the US election, and Twitter is apparently the hot place to learn you're fired if you work for President Trump. The president says he let go of a top election official who he says contradicted his claims of voter fraud. Mr. Trump tweeted that he terminated cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency chief Chris Krebs for what he said were highly inaccurate remarks on vote integrity. Mr. Krebs had reportedly incurred the White House's wrath over an agency website called Rumor Control, which debunked election misinformation. Lastly, on Twitter, there's a new feature on the platform called Fleets, which allows posted content to disappear within 24 hours in the style of Snapchat and Instagram. But it appears to be struggling under the load of interest from users, and Twitter is trying to fix the problem. If you have been praying that Bitcoin you bought in the crypto frenzy a few years ago might now be growing in valuation, there's some good news, because on Tuesday, the digital currency soared to its highest level since the heady days of December 2017. Bitcoin's value has now climbed to more than $17,800. It hit just shy of $20,000 in mid-December 2017 during a buying frenzy driven by retail investors. Now Bitcoin has climbed roughly 150% this year and rallied about 360% from its March lows. French stuntman Vincent Reffay, who was famous for his airborne feats using jetpacks and carbon fibre wings, has been killed in a training accident in Dubai. The 36-year-old, who was part of the company Jetman Dubai, went viral for flights over the Gulf City's waterfronts and also the Alps. A statement said Mr. Reffay died during training in Dubai, but did not give any further details, and an investigation into his death is now underway. Mr. Reffay's stunts also included base jumping off the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa.
If you're enjoying Tech and Science Daily, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
TikTok is making it easier for parents to keep tabs on their children's online life with new features that include the ability to change the youngsters' settings remotely, to block them from carrying out searches, and to prevent strangers from seeing their posts. Children can still override these limitations, but not without their parents being told. The action comes a fortnight after BBC Panorama highlighted how predators have abused the platform's recommendation engine to target some of its youngest users. The new features relate to TikTok's family pairing option, which is activated by scanning a QR code to identify which is the adult's device and which is the child's device. Now let's step into our time machine, because a new study has suggested that dinosaurs were not in decline at the time of their extinction, which was caused by an asteroid hitting the Earth 66 million years ago. The research by Britain's University of Bath and Natural History Museum contradicts previous theories and concludes that dinosaurs might have continued to dominate the planet if the asteroid impact had not occurred. Scientists analysed sets of dinosaur family trees and used statistical modelling to assess if each of the main prehistoric groups was able to produce new species at the time. Their study, published in the journal Royal Society Open Science, found that species such as hadrosaurs and ceratopsians were not in decline before the asteroid hit, contradicting some previous research. And finally, do you need a reminder to wear your face mask and stay 2 meters apart from your fellow humans? Well, now a robot will remind you if you visit a certain sports shop in Japan. RoboV's one job is to ensure customers wear masks and practice social distancing to prevent the spread of coronavirus. It was developed by Kyoto-based Advanced Telecommunications Research Institute International and guides you around the sales floor at the official store of the football or soccer team Cerezo Osaka. The droid, which is on a probation period for a trial, warns you when it detects through a camera and a 3D laser beam that you're not wearing a mask or obeying social distancing rules. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news from the Evening Standard's newsroom in London. Thanks for listening and do stay safe. See you tomorrow.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.